إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our 16th and final session in our reading from the classical work of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, entitled Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah. And we have been reading the explanation of Al-Imam Muhammad Ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasi'ah, in explanation of these final two chapters. And today, inshallah, we're going to read the final statement of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah in this book, and that he closes with, and some discussion concerning it. And by the way, next week, inshallah, we'll be gathering informally to have some food together and to recognize those who have been regular and consistent in attending with a small token of appreciation, a gift of knowledge. Before we look at the topic for tonight, final statement from this book, we want to review quickly some of the issues that we covered last week. The first question from questionnaire study guide number 15, memorize the author's statement, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, his statement, which highlights six categories or ranks of the virtuous people among Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Anybody memorize this statement? Come on, memorize this.
Memorize?
Memorize.
The Shaykh said, Wafihim al-Sadiqoon.
Wafihim al-Sadiqoon. Al-Siddiqoon.
Al-Siddiqoon.
Wal-Shuhada.
Wal-Salihoon.
Wal-Salihoon.
Wa'alam al-Huda.
Okay, Wafihim al-Alam al-Huda.
Wa-Masabih al-Duja.
Wa-Masabih al-Duja. And that's one group. Masai
Abdal.
Wafim al Abdal. Wa'imat al Deen. Aladina. Ajma' al Muslimuna. Ala Hidayatim. Wa Dirayatim. And also, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah described the Alam al Huda wa Musabi al Duja with what? Ulu al al Manakib. المأثورة والفضائل المذكورة المذكورة. In any case, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah mentioned these groups or ranks of the people from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. From amongst them are the Siddiqoon, those who are going to the limits, the full limits of of truthfulness, and those who are Shuhada, and the Salihun, the righteous. And then he mentioned the scholars, Alam al-Huda wa Musabi al-Duja, and he said that these people are the the mountains or the lights of of guidance, and they are the lamps of that light up the darkness, and they are those who possess the ranks that are mentioned, that have been conveyed to us, and they also have the virtues that have been repeated again and again and again. And from amongst them are the Abdal, and we'll talk about the meaning of that. And from amongst them are Imamat ad-Din, the Imams of the Deen, those whom the Muslims have agreed upon their hidayatihim wa dirayatihim, that their right guidance and their knowledge. This is the statement that we talked about last week. The second question, list and discuss briefly three areas in which the Siddiqoon displayed the characteristic of Siddiq. Three areas in which the Siddiqun, the truthful, display the areas of Siddiq. Naam, Shuaib. Truthfulness in?
Intention.
Qasd, naam.
Speech.
And speech. And in action. Okay, so what about, yani, what do we mean by any of these areas? What does he mean by truthfulness in, naam, Waleed?
In intention. He has sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Total sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his acts of worship. Naam. And also in following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't allow yani anything else in that following, yani to follow anything other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He doesn't commit shirk or any acts of
business. So in that case he doesn't fall into shirk and he doesn't fall into innovation. Yani by making everything sincere for Allah alone, he avoids shirk. And by following the Prophet ﷺ exclusively, he avoids innovation. Naam. Good? But what about Sidq? Yani, his truthfulness in speech. Meaning? In brief.
He says the truth.
That when he speaks, he only speaks the truth. He only speaks the truth. And in action? In brief. His actions? Does not contradict his speech. Yani, they are in accordance with his speech. Yani, what he says, that's what he does. Yani, so he avoids resembling the munafiqun. Yani, who say that which they do not do. Naam. After this, memorize the hadith which points to sidq, truthfulness, as a path to birr, righteousness, and to jannah. The hadith, yani. Naam. The first part of the hadith, at least. Naam. The meaning of this hadith, somebody else. Yani, alaykum bis-sidq. What's the meaning?
I enjoin you with truthfulness.
Yani, if sidq, yani, is enjoined upon you, it's obligatory. Alaykum bis-sidq. It's important, yani, it's necessary, incumbent upon you to be truthful. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقُ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرُّ.
Truthfulness leads to righteousness.
وَإِنَّ الْبِرُّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And righteousness leads to Jannah, and a person would continue to yani be truthful and to seek out yani truthfulness, trying to be truthful until حَتَّى يُكْتَبْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صَدِّيقًا. He will be written, he will be recorded with Allah as the one of the truthful. طيب, after this, question number four, summarize the incident in which the first Khalifa Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was given the title as Siddiq. Summarize in as few words as possible yani this incident. Naam, fadhu, ya Waleed. After the night journey, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first went to Jerusalem and then ascended to the heavens, naam.
And then the people said, "What he takes us to go there? It takes us a month to go and a month to come back." He's saying he did that and he went to the heavens all in one night. And they were making in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they went to Abu Bakr and they said, "Be here with your friend."
And this is the point. When they went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, they said, "Do you hear what your friend is saying? He's saying such and such and so and so."
He said, "Yeah, he's saying so and so." And then he said, "If he said that, that's what he said. Then indeed he has spoken."
Naam. If he has said that, then indeed he has spoken the truth. Naam. Yeah, the people began to make mockery and question the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's claim, yani as they put it, yani to have traveled in one night to Jerusalem, and that takes, the journey there takes 1 month going and 1 month coming, and then to the heavens and back. And they made mockery of the Prophet ﷺ about this, but when they went to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, all he had to say was, if indeed he has said it, then he has spoken the truth. Question number five, discuss the word shuhada and the two groups of people included in its meaning. And the two groups of people that are included in its meaning. Now, one is the one who fights in the cause of Allah, who dies in the cause of Allah.
The second is the one who is a witness, that is the scholar.
And the one who is a witness, that is the scholar. Yani, how is the scholar, yani included in shuhada? Because of what, yani?
Because the scholars testify with the legislation of Allah.
Naam, because the scholars yashhad bi shariatillah. And also
yashhad ala ibadatillah.
أن يشهد على عبادة الله يعني that the truth, that the hujjah has been established against them. نعم. Question number 6, discuss the meaning of صالح and the difference between one who is صالح and one who is مصلح. نعم. What is the meaning of صالح? نعم. Opposite of facet, نعم.
And also, the person that goes on the right of Allah and also...
Who fulfills, the one who fulfills the right of Allah and as well fulfills the right of the people. نعم. The salih is the one, yani the person who does righteous deeds, or as Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen said, the one who fulfills, yani the rights of Allah and the rights of the people. Naam, this description of islah, yani in the Muslim, is a further description added, yani above and beyond what is understood from salah, yani the sali, yani righteousness. Huh? Because
not every righteous person.
Yeah, because not every righteous person is concerned about others. Rather, many of the righteous people are concerned about their own righteousness and they are not concerned about others. But the Muslim is the one who not only is righteous within himself, but is also, yani, performs islah, yani, the rectification, the reformation, the correction, the improvement, the fixing, the mending of the society and the people around them. Question number 7, discuss the expression A'lam al-Huda wa Masabi al-Duja and who these expressions refer to. And who do they refer to, first of all? Naam. They refer to the ulama, the scholars, yani, naam. Who are knowledgeable and act upon their knowledge. Okay.
Now? They are the lanterns of, like, the lamps.
The lanterns. The lamps. Yani, they light up the darkness. Now, but the main thing, who are they? Yani, these descriptions are descriptions of the ulama. As Shaykh Salih Fawzan said, Istadal al-Nas,
Bi-hidayatihim.
Now, so they are the scholars, and the, yani, the A'lam is the plural of Alam. And Alam originally means
mountain.
The mountain, Al-Jabal. And the reason why the Jabal is called the Alam is because it's a sign, it's a mark, a landmark that the people used to be guided by to find their way. And therefore the Alam, the scholar, is also a Alam. Yani, because what? Because the people use his knowledge to be guided by, in the same way that they are guided by the mountain. Yani, as a landmark. Naam. Masabih and Duja, what are the meaning of these words?
Masabih is lantern.
Lantern, is the plural of?
Misbah.
Yani, Arabic students, you have to know these words. Masabih is the plural of Misbah. And the Misbah is the lantern, yani, Siraj. And that which, yani, you light up to illuminate, to seek light from. Naam. And Duja, plural of? Dajiyah. Naam, which means?
A Zalama, darkness.
Naam. So they are the lanterns or the lights that light up the darkness. Naam. Question number 8, who are the Abdal? And mention two reasons why this expression is used to refer to them. The Abdal. Naam. Naam, Abu Sa'id.
There are people who have iman and taqwa.
And the awliya of Allah. Awliya of Allah. Naam. What else? Who else? Yeah, Musa, go ahead. Shaykh Uthaymeen said those who distinguish themselves from others in what? Ilm and what? And ibadah. By ilm and ibadah. They're distinguished by their knowledge and their worship. Naam. Shaykh Salih Fawzan said they are the awliya and the ubad. Ubad. Yani the awliya of Allah, the people of iman and taqwa, and the ubad, the people who are engaged in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another meaning, Imam Ahmed said that the abdal are the... Okay, that's the reason why they're called Abdal, but also he said they're not only the Awliya and the Ubad, but they're also the, yani Imam Ahmed said they are the Ahlul Hadith, Ashabul Hadith. And if they are not Ashabul Hadith, he said, I don't know who they could be. Yani Ashabul, people of Hadith are the Abdal. The reason why they call Abdal, now?
Whenever one passes away, somebody else...
Because every time one of them passes away, one of them dies, they're replaced by another. That's one of the meanings, that's most obvious. And Shaykh Uthaymeen said another meaning, Naam?
The change
Because they exchanged their evil deeds, their bad deeds, for good deeds. And he also gave another meaning. Because they are a good example that caused others to change their mistaken deeds for correct deeds. And the Sheikh said that it may mean all of these and other than that as well. Naam. Question number 9. How has the Sheikh defined Al-Imam in the Sharh with one word? And list the 8 Imams mentioned in the Sharh, yani by Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen. Al-Imam is Al-Qudwa, meaning the road model, the example that should be followed. And he mentioned 8 Imams. He mentioned first, in his order that he mentioned them. Imam Ahmed, Imam Ash-Shafi, Imam Malik, and Imam Abu Hanifa. And we said this order is the reverse of their death, right? Abu Hanifa is first, and then Malik and Shafi and Ahmed, ala kulli hal. And then he said after them also he mentioned Al-Imam Al-Awza'i and Sufyan al-Thawri, and he said other of the famous and well-known scholars like Naam. He said, and he Sufyan al-Thawri first, and then al-Awza'i, and that's also the reverse order of their death, because Imam al-Awza'i died in 157, and Sufyan al-Thawri 161. And then he said, from the most famous scholars, also he said, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, and the scholars, yani, that fit into this category of Aimmatuddin, there are many. Last question, memorize the ayat in 28th Surah 41st ayat, which proves that there are imams of misguidance. Yani they're called imams, but they are imams of misguidance who call people to the hellfire. Naam, Surah Al-Qasas. Anybody memorize this ayat? Naam. Naam. And we have made them imams, leaders, who يَدْعُونِ إِلَنَّا, calling to the hellfire. And on the day of Qiyamah, there will not be any help for them. Now, this is some of the points that we discussed last week. And today, inshallah, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, we want to try to complete يعني, the end of our reading from this very, very important book. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, finally, وَهُمْ, يعني, after mentioning the groups and the categories in the ranks of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, he said, وَهُمْ الطَّائِفَ الْمَنْصُورَةِ. وَهُمْ الطَّائِفَ الْمَنْصُورَةِ. And the wording may be a little different in our book. Yani the way it came in the book and the way it came in the text that we're using from the matun of the طلاب العلم. Yani, but in any case, we'll kind of try to stick to the book reading, even though we may have memorized it from the matun. But anyway, either way, it's close. Yani he said, وَهُمْ الطَّائِفَ الْمَنْصُورَةِ الَّذِينَ قَالَ فِيهِمْ. Or in our text, yani from the matun, it said, الَّتِي قَالَ فِيهِمْ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم حتى تقوم الساعة. That's the way it came in our matun in the book. Yani the word is a little bit reversed. Yani لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم. And he said على الحق ظاهرين. In any case, the meaning is exactly the same. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah begins by saying the Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah and all of these groups of people that I have mentioned, they are also the Ta'ifa al-Mansura, yani the victorious group, the group that has been supported and aided and given victory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Those whom it has been said about them by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there will be a group from amongst my ummah, there will continue to be a group from amongst my ummah who will be yani victorious, supported and aided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the truth. And no one will be able to harm them, neither those who oppose them, nor those who yani abandon them, yani until the establishment of the hour. And of course, yani the Shaykh is responding to the first part of this final statement before the supplication that he ended the book with. Shaykh is explaining the first part, وَهُمْ الطَّائِفَ الْمَنْصُورَ, yani the victorious group, those who will be given aid and support and made victorious in this world and the next by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, this Ta'if al-Mansura, and this is from the important names that are confirmed in the Sunnah for the people of truth, yani Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they also, as the Shaykh mentioned early on in the first chapter, yani Ahl Kitabi wal Sunnah and Ahl al-Jama'ah, and they are also al-Jama'ah, and here he said they are at Ta'if al-Mansura. In the beginning of the book he referred to them as the Aqeedah of al-Firqa al-Najiyah. Al-Mansura ila yawm al-qiyamah, Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned these names for the people of truth together in the beginning of the book. When he opened the book, he said this is the aqeedah of Yani the firqa al-najiyah. And we're going to mention yani his statement from the beginning of the book, yani before we close. In any case, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, says, هم الطائفة المنصورة, that is the أهل السنة والجماعة, they are the طائفة المنصورة, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported and aided and gave victory. And that is because they are included in the saying of Allah the Most High in Surah Al-Ghafir, 40th Surah, 51st Ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. And by the way, if we have time today, we're going to try to answer the questions from the study guide for tonight, instead of holding it until the dinner next week. So pay attention, yani, pay attention. Somebody should memorize this ayat. Yani, inna lanansuru rusulana walladhina amanu fil hayati dunya wa yawma yaqumu ashhad. That indeed we will grant, yani, victory. We will support and aid our messengers and those who believe in the life of this world and on the day when the witnesses will stand forth. Yani, the angels will stand forth to testify that the messengers delivered their message, and to testify against the disbelievers that the message has been, yani, that the message has been delivered to them, those who denied it. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen says, so indeed they are the mansurun, those who will be given nasr, they will be given victory, they will be given support and aid by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-aqiba lahum, and the end, yani the success in the end belongs to them, as Allah said in the Quran, wal-aqiba lil-muttaqeen. The Shaykh here mentions four points now concerning this particular statement, the Ta'if al-Mansura. The first statement, and they are not numbered in the book, I'm just saying, yani, four important statements that he makes here. لكن لابد قبل النصر من معاناة وتعب وجهاد. Yani, before the victory, before the success, then there must be, yani, معاناة وتعب وجهاد. Yani, effort has to be made. The people have to labor and strive and struggle before victory. لأن النصر يقتدي منصورا ومنصورا عليه. Because victory, being victorious, necessitates that there be somebody who's given the victory and those who are conquered. Yani, those who are supported and those who they are supported over or against. So I mean, if there are two parties, right, then there has to be some struggle and some striving and some effort and some laboring. إذن فلا بد من مغالبة. So there must be a struggle, there must be combat. وَلَبُدَّ مِنْ مِحْنَةٍ, and there must be trials and tribulations. وَلَكِنْ كَمَا قَالَ إِبْنُ قَيِّمْ رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهِ الْحَقُّ مَنْصُورٌ مُمْتَحَنٌ. That the truth, it will be aided and supported and made victorious, and it will also be, yani, the people of the truth will be tested, and they will be tried. فَلَا تَعْجَبْ فَهَذِهِ سُنَّةُ الرَّحْمَنِ. So don't be amazed, don't be surprised, yani, that you will be tested and tried, even though you are upon the truth. This is, yani, the sunnah of Ar-Rahman, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benevolent, the merciful. فَلَا يَحَقَّ الْعَجْزُ وَالْكَسَلُ إِذَا رَأَيْتَ أَنَّ الْأُمُورَ لَا تَتِمُّ لَكَ بِأَوْلَ مَرَّةٍ. So don't be overcome, don't be afflicted or affected, yani, by ajz, inability, or kasal, laziness. Don't be overcome by, or don't allow yourself to be afflicted by, yani, inability, feeling that you cannot complete the job, or laziness, that you don't have the energy to go on. If you see that your affair or your affairs are not being completed and perfected the first time around, don't give up quickly. بَلْ أَصْبِرْ وَقَرِّرْ مَرَّةً بَعْدَ أُخْرَى. But be patient and repeat. Do it again. Go out again and again and again. And be patient with what will be said concerning you of mockery and ridicule. Indeed, the enemies of the deen are many. And the third statement, the Shaykh says, and don't be, yani, turned away. Don't give up. Don't lose your determination or your resolve. If you see that you are alone in the field, yani, of da'wah, calling to Allah and calling to the sunnah, don't, yani, be dissuaded. Don't be turned away. فَأَنْتَ الْجَمَاعَ. For indeed, you are the jama'ah, وَإِن كُنْتَ وَاحِدًا. Even if you are only one single person, but you are the jama'ah that will be successful and be victorious, مَا دُمْتَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. Yani, as long as you are upon the truth. Don't be dissuaded if you see yourself alone, but rather know that you are the jama'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani promise the victory to as long as you are upon the truth. And for this reason, be confident that you will be helped, you will be supported, and you will be granted victory, imma fi dunya wa imma fi al-akhirah, either in this world or in the next life. Yani you will be victorious, either in this world or in the next life. Then the Shaykh says, yani final statement concerning this, ثُمَّ إِنَّ النَّصْرَ لَيْسَ نَصْرَ الْإِنسَانِ بِشَخْصِهِ بَلَ النَّصْرَ حَقِيقِي أَنْ يَنْصُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا تَدَعُوا إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Yani know that the success, the victory, is not for an individual, personally. Yani that the support and aid of Allah is for any individual personally, but rather, النَّصْرَ الْحَقِيقِي, the real victory, yani is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support and aid and grant victory to مَا تَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, that which you are calling to of the truth. Yani the real nasr is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make victorious that which you are calling to of the truth. He will make that be successful. As far as if a person is afflicted with some kind of shame or degradation or humiliation in this world, then this does not negate the nasr, the success and the victory, the help that Allah has promised. For indeed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wronged. أُوذِيَ إِذَاً عَظِيمًا. Yani great wrong had been done to him, وَلَكِنْ فِي النِّهَايَةِ, but in the end he was given victory over those who had wronged him. And he entered, yani, the city of Mecca, yani victorious, strengthened, supported, and triumphant, after he had left from that city, yani in fear. Here the Shaykh, yani goes on, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, after mentioning these matters concerning the Taif al-Mansura, and he says, yani, that they are those who, yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said concerning them this hadith, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي, they will continue to be a group from amongst my ummah, على الحق ظاهرين, or ظاهرين على الحق, as it came in the narrations. Yani, who will be victorious, and they will be successful. They will continue to be aided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ أَوْ خَالَفَهُمْ, in either order. Yani they will not be harmed with any real harm, any significant harm, by those who oppose them or those who abandon them. Don't worry. حَتَّى تَقُومَ السَّاعَةِ, until the hour of judgment is established. Yani until the day of judgment begins. They will continue to be aided and supported, and they will continue to be victorious, a group from amongst my ummah. The Shaykh, or it says here in the footnote, I'm not sure if the Shaykh said this, he probably did, he said, this hadith, yani, has been reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, with the like of what the author, the Mu'allif Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah, says here, meaning the wording of this hadith came with a number of different various wordings from a number of companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as for his saying, la tazalu, this is from the af'al al-istimrar, yani the verbs that are used to represent the meaning of something will continue. It will continue, and there are four verbs. He said, fati'a, wanfakka, wabariha, instead of bara, yani in our Arabic text it has jim instead of ha, wabariha, wazala, idha dakhala alayhi al-nafi aw shibu. Yani whenever these four verbs are used, yani with negation, then the meaning of them is that something, yani will continue, yani it will keep going, it will, yani, it would not cease to be. The Shaykh says, yani, and this is a reference to what? That they will continue to be. They will not cease to be a group, yani, a ta'ifa from amongst my ummah that will be successful until Yawm al-Qiyamah, and they will not be harmed by whoever, yani, opposes them or whoever abandons them. لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى الْحَقِّ. He says they will continue to remain upon the truth. Yani, they will always be a group from amongst his ummah upon the truth until Yawm al-Qiyamah. He said, and this ta'ifa is ghayra mahsura. And this is a very important point from the Shaykh here, okay, because some people have really misunderstood the ta'ifa al-mansura, and they have claimed it for themselves, and they have excluded everybody else from it, whoever is not with them. And the Shaykh says very clearly here, this ta'ifa is ghayra mahsura. It is not restricted. It is not confined. It is not limited bi'adadin, to a specific number of people, aw bi makanin, or to a specific place in the earth, aw bi zamanin, to a particular time. Rather, there are unlimited number of people in various places and various times, and all of them are part of what the Prophet ﷺ means here when he says the Taifa al-Mansura. The Shaykh is clear in saying it is not confined, it is not restricted, it is not limited to a small number of people or a particular place or a particular time. Rather, it is possible that there be a Taifa, a group of people in a place where they are given support and victory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one matter of the affairs of the deen, and another Taifa from these people in another place who are also given support and success by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are a separate group in a different place or in a different time. بِمَجْمُوعِ طَائِفَتَيْنِ, but by the success that's given to these two groups or many groups wherever they are in the earth, the combination of the success and the support that's given to them as a group, yani collectively, يَكُونُ الدِّينِ بَاقِيًا, in this way the deen will remain. مَنْصُورًا, yani victorious, وَمُظَفَّرًا, triumphant. Triumphant. وَقَوْلُهُ لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ, yani they will not be harmed. He didn't say لَا يُؤْذِيهِمْ. He said لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ, yani they will not be harmed with any real harm. He didn't say that they will not be annoyed, they will not be irritated by something that may happen that they dislike. Yani some things may happen to them, but they will not be really harmed. And that is because al-aziyya, yani annoyance, or irritation, or being troubled by someone, may occur to them. However, they will not be harmed in a real sense, and he has distinguished or separated, or made a differentiated between a darar wal-aza, yani between real harm and just an annoyance, or an irritation, or something that you may be troubled by. They are not the same. And then he mentions, yani three quotations here to prove the difference between them, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith al-Qudsi, ya ibadi innakum la tablughu darri fatadurruni. To the end of the hadith, O my servants, you will not be able to reach a level or a degree of harming me such that you will really harm me. Such that you will really harm me. And the same way you will not be able to reach any degree of benefiting me that you will really benefit me. And you cannot harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor can you really benefit him. So here in this statement, the Shaykh is saying this is a proof that yani harming is negated, while in other evidences, yani adha or yani irritation or annoyance is affirmed in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, 57th Ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, that indeed those who annoy Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and in the next life. And here Allah affirms annoyance, yani adha, while He negates ad-darra, yani that He can be harmed. And in the Hadith Qudsi also, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُؤْذِينِي إِبْنُ آدَمْ يَصُبُّ الدَّرْ وَأَنَا الدَّرْ, that the son of Adam, the human being, annoys me, yani when he curses the time, and I am the time. And yani the scholars of Islam explain this hadith. If you read the rest of it, it becomes crystal clear, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said بِيَدِي الْأَمْرَ, yani that I am the one who controlled the affair. Yani when he said أَنَا الدَّهْر, it doesn't mean yani literally that Allah is an hour and a minute and a second and time, but rather He is the one who in His hand, بِيَدِي الْأَمْرَ, He is the one who controls whatever happens in the time. And he said أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ, I am the one who turn over the night and the day. The scholars said that when something happens to a person in a certain night or day or time, and they curse the time, in reality, since Allah is the one who controls the time and controls what happens in that time, in reality they are cursing Allah. In reality they are cursing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who controls the time and whatever happens in it. The Shaykh said, again, this yani statement is a proof of adha, harm, annoyance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be annoyed by the human being, but not harmed by them. So He has affirmed al-adha, and He has negated al-darar, harm coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so here, the point is that the Shaykh is saying that they will not be really harmed, the Taif al-Mansura, they will not be really harmed by those who oppose them. They will not really be harmed by those who abandon them. Don't worry about it. Even if you are alone, don't worry. If you are upon the truth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support is guaranteed. And this is something that's possible, that a person may be annoyed by something and not harmed. The Shaykh said, do you not see that a person is annoyed by the odor of the onion and that which is like it, and that person is not really harmed by it? is not really harmed by it. And this, yani, brings to mind, yani, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that he used to say in the mornings and the evening, yani, the dhikr, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru, la yadurru, in the name of Allah, the one who la yadurru ma asmihi shayun fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwas samiul alim. That nothing in the heavens and earth will harm you, huh? If, yani, when you go out, begin your day and you end your day in the name of Allah, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, then you will not be harmed. You might have an accident, you might have some unfortunate situation, but you will not be really harmed in the way that it will be critical, but rather it will just be an annoyance or an irritation. And this supplication, the Prophet ﷺ used to say, in the mornings and in the evenings three times, it is incumbent upon a Muslim to recite it, even if you didn't memorize it, read it from a book. And by the way, I brought this book here to remind us that it is the first supplication in this book, and Shaykh Abdul Razak has explained this supplication in brief, but in a beautiful way, and he has brought the hadith of Aban, yani, narrated from his father Uthman ibn Affan, and I don't have time to mention it now, but anyway, you can go back and read it, and read this hadith, and what the Shaykh brought in his explanation. Here the Shaykh, he says, وَقَوْلُهُ حَتَّى تَقُومَ السَّاعَةِ حَتَّى تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ, until the hour of judgment is established, until the judgment begins. Meaning they will not be harmed. The Ta'if al-Mansur, they will not be harmed by those who abandon them, who oppose them, until the hour of judgment is established. Here the Shaykh said is an ishkal, there's a problem, and that is because here, he said they will continue to be victorious until the hour of judgment, until the judgment begins. But in another hadith, the Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله الله. Yani that the hour of judgment will not be established until there's no one in the earth saying Allah Allah, no one mentioning the name of Allah. Meaning, yani when the hour of judgment comes, there will be no people who believe in Allah on the earth. Yani Islam will be wiped out in totality, and there will not remain upon the earth anyone who is worshipping Allah. Yani when the hour of judgment comes. So this, yani the Shaykh said this expression here came in this hadith, it's problematic. Yani how do we explain him saying they will be victorious until the judgment begins, and at the same time, yani the judgment will not begin while there's any of the people worshipping Allah, believing Allah on the earth. So he says, the scholars have answered in two ways, and really the first of them is crystal clear and it is correct, and the second one of them, yani some of the scholars have mentioned it, but the Shaykh says it's not correct. Na'am. So he said, yani the first one is asahhu, is more correct. Naam, we'll yani leave it at that. He said, yani the first explanation, that what is intended here by they will be victorious and they will remain supported by Allah, hatta taqum as-sa'ah, and until the hour is established, means hatta qurb qiyam as-sa'ah, until nearly the time of the establishment of the hour. And then he says, والشيء قد يعبر به أما قرب منه إذا كان قريبا جدا, يعني something قد يعبر به, might be used to express something in reference to something else, يعني that is near to it, يعني an expression like the establishment of the hour may be used to express the nearness of the time of the hour if that thing is very near to it. Yani that thing is very near to it. Meaning they will be victorious nearly to the time of the establishment of the hour of judgment. And then a wind would come across the earth, and everybody who believed would be, their souls would be taken, and no one will remain upon the earth who believe in Allah. And then, nearly, close to that, the hour of judgment would be established. Yani it is as though those people who would be given victory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they died, then the hour of judgment would be very, very near following that. The second explanation is, yani, that the meaning of it, until the hour of judgment is established, the meaning of it is sa'a sa'atuhum, meaning until the hour of judgment, meaning till the sa'a, meaning the time of their death, until the time of their death, yani the people of truth, the Ta'if al-Mansura, until the time of their death. Shaykh says, but the first saying is asah, is more correct, and that is because until the hour of judgment, yani it might be that their hour, yani the time of their death of those people, personally any of those people or groups of them, might be a long time before the hour of judgment. And what is apparent from this hadith is that the nasr, the victory, the support, the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extend until the end of this dunya. Yani until just before the hour of judgment. So what is correct is what is intended is the nearness of the hour of judgment, and Allah knows best. And then the shaykh closes with supplication, but before we supplicate with the supplication the Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, we just want to add yani the title of the people of truth that we didn't mention in our discussion during these sessions, and that came in the beginning of Aqeedah Wasatiyah, and that is where Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah begins his book by saying هذا يعني فهذا عقيدة الفرقة الناجية المنصورة إلى قيام الساعة أهل السنة والجماعة وهو الإيمان بالله وملائكته, to the end of the pillars of Iman. He said, so this, yani what he's writing in this book is the Aqeedah of the saved sect, الفرقة الناجية المنصورة, that will be supported until the establishment of the hour, and they are the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and it is the belief in Allah and the angels and so on. So the Shaykh just discusses al-i'tiqad, what it means, and then he says al-firqa, yani al-firqa al-najiyah, this is one of the important titles of the people of truth. He said al-firqa with kasra, yani it means at-ta'ifa, yani a group of people, as Allah mentioned in Quran, Surah Tawbah, 9th Surah, 122nd Ayat, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَ. Yani he said that the meaning here of firqa is with kasra. It means a ta'ifa, a group of people. As far as al-furqa with dhamma, the fa with dhamma, now this is taken from al-iftiraq, meaning furqa means the people splitting up into yani different groups. Here we're talking about al-firqa, yani al-najiya, and then the shaykh, and this is what's important that I want to mention tonight, al-najiya is ism fa'il min naja, yani from the verb to be saved or to be safe or to be secure, yani either salima, if a person is safe and secure, you say naja, he has been saved, he has been secured, he is safe. So they are najiya fi dunya min al-bid'ah, yani they are those who have been saved in this world from innovations, salima minha, they have been safe and secured from innovations. Wa najiha fil akhirah, and they have also been saved in the next life min an-nar, from the hellfire. And then the Shaykh says the way that this is understood, these two meanings of najiya, al-firqa and najiya, that it means they are saved from innovation in this world and saved from the hellfire in the next, it is because of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وستفترق أو ستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة, يعني that this ummah will be divided into 73 sects, كلها في النار, all of them will be in the fire, إلا واحدة, except one of them. And they said, who is that, O Messenger of Allah? He said, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. And in various narrations the wording is a little bit different, but the meaning here is the same. They are those who are upon the like of what I and my companions are upon. So the Shaykh said this hadith makes clear to us the meaning of najiyah, that it has two meanings. Yani whoever is upon the like of what the Prophet and his companions are upon, following that way, then they will be saved from what? Bid'ah. From bid'ah. If they are upon what the Prophet is upon, they will be saved from bid'ah in this world. And all of them will be in the fire except one. Yani so those, that one, yani who is upon what the Prophet is upon, they will be saved. Yani they will be the exception from all of them being in the fire, and therefore they will be saved from the hellfire in the next life. So al-najat here, being saved here in this hadith, it means they will be saved from innovations in the dunya, and they will be saved from the hellfire in the akhirah, in the next life. Then Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah closes this book with his saying, yani his supplication, فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ, yani we ask Allah alone. He is the only one that we can call upon. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ, the supreme, the magnificent, and يَجْعَلَنَا مِنْهُمْ, that he makes us to be from these people. That we be from these people. When لَا يُزِغَ قُلُوبُنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَا, and that he do not cause our hearts to go astray after he has guided us. وَأَنْ يَهَبَ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ رَحْمَةً, and that he grant us, and he give us the gift of rahmah from himself. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْوَحَّابُ, indeed he is the one who gives gifts freely. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا. Is that the adhan here? And Allah knows best, and may the salat and salam be upon Muhammad and his family and his companions, and yani safety and security and peace, yani much of it. The Shaykh says, with this noble, he closes, yani Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he says, yani concerning this supplication, the Shaykh al-Islam closed this risala with, he said, وَبِهَذَا الدُّعَى الْجَلِيلِ خَتَمَ الْمُؤَلِّفِ رَحِمَهَ اللَّهِ هَذِهِ الرِّسَالَةِ الْقَلِيلَةِ اللَّفْظِ الْكَثِيرَةِ الْمَعْنَى. And with this lofty, noble supplication, the author, رحمه الله, has closed this risala, yani this brief, yani message, which is few in words, but plentiful in meaning. Yani a small book, few in words, but plentiful in meaning. And he said, it is considered the khulasa, the summary of the madhab of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, yani the aqeed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَفِيهَا فَوَاعِدْ عَظِيمًا, and there are tremendous benefits contained in this book. يَنْبَغِي لِطَالِبُ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يَحْفَظَهَا. يَنْبَغِي لِطَالِبُ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يَحْفَظَهَا. نعم؟ و؟ It is incumbent of the student of knowledge to memorize it. To memorize it. And this is why we've been asking week after week after week, memorize it, little by little, line by line. Yani it's not impossible. The Shaykh is saying the book, we should memorize the whole book. All we ask is memorize two small chapters. Two small chapters. Naam. This is Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. He says it contains tremendous benefits, which it is incumbent for the student of knowledge, due to which it is incumbent upon the student of knowledge to memorize it. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The Shaykh says, and we praise Allah, the Lord of the worlds, ala al-itmam, for being able to complete it, yani to complete its explanation. And we ask Allah to complete that, yani to complete the completion of our explanation of it, bil-qubool wa-thawab, that Allah complete and perfect the work by accepting it and by rewarding it. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyin Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. And the Shaykh, yani he completed the review of this book by adding and removing yani what wasn't necessary on the day of Jumu'ah, 17th of Sha'ban, the year 1414, yani 25 years ago. And then he completed the revision or the review of what he had added to it on the night of Thursday, the 27th. Of Safar in the year 1415, the following year, he completed yani the final review of this book, and indeed we have greatly benefited from it. And tonight, inshallah, since we have, what time is the Iqamah? 9:15. Okay, alhamdulillah, we finished the reading of the book. We have a few minutes before the Iqamah, so let's go through the questions quickly. That is for the study guide from tonight's class. First question: memorize the author's final statement and description of the people of truth, including the related hadith. نعم موسى فهم الطائفة المنصورة
الذين قال لهم
قال فيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم
لا تزال الطائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين لا يضرهم من قتلهم ولا من حتى تقوم الساعة.
أحسنت ما شاء الله ما شاء الله جيد. This is good. وهم الطائفة المنصورة التي والذين came in the book like that. قال فيهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق وعلى الحق ظاهرين لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم. Or the opposite way came in the book, يعني حتى تقوم الساعة. Second question: memorize the ayat from the 40th surah, 51st ayat, in which Allah promises support and victory to His messengers and those who believe. Naam, Naam, Sa'ad. Sayyid, Ahsant, Naam. That indeed, we will give victory to our messengers and those who believe in the life of this world and on the day when the witnesses stand forth. Question number three: you must not lose your determination. Don't turn away, don't give up, don't be turned back. If you find yourself alone in this da'wah, since you are the jama'ah, even if you're alone, as long as as long as you are upon the truth. Naam, as long as you are upon the truth. And the fourth question, an-nasr al-haqiqi, the real support or victory, is not for any individual, rather it is that Allah grants victory to that to which you are calling of the truth. مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Yani as long as Allah yani grants the victory to that which you are calling to, don't worry about personal or individual yani victory. Question number 5, discuss the Shaykh Rahimahullah's statement that the Ta'if al-Mansur is not limited to a particular what? A number? Or place? Or time? Okay? This is something to dwell upon. Yani, something to dwell upon. Yani, don't imagine that it's limited to you and your little group. Huh? Don't imagine that. Rather, the Ta'if al-Mansura are all over the earth. Wherever the people are upon, that which the Prophet ﷺ and his companions are upon. Naam, summarize the Shaykh's discussion, rahimahullah, of the statement, the Ta'if al-Mansura will not be harmed. La yadurruhum. Naam, what does that mean?
They will not be harmed, and this doesn't mean that they will not be annoyed.
Naam, it means that they will not be harmed in any real, yani significant manner. It doesn't mean that they will not be annoyed, that they will not be irritated, that they will not be troubled by something that may happen to them. Naam. Naam, that indeed they might suffer from some annoyance, but he differentiated between yani al-adha and al-darra, yani annoyance and harm, and then he mentioned yani some proofs for this. I don't know if anybody remembers any of them. Naam, huh?
He made one analogy as one would be harmed by an onion.
Good.
He wouldn't really be annoyed by it, but he wouldn't really be harmed by it.
He gave the clear, simple example that everybody can take home, that a person might be annoyed by the smell, by the odor of an onion, but they won't be harmed by it. They're not going to be harmed by it unless they have some special kind of disease or something. They're allergic to something like that, right? So this means that annoyance is one thing and being really harmed is another thing altogether. Summarize the two explanations of the statement, they will not be harmed until the hour, yani, is established. What are the two meanings of this, Ibrahim?
It has two meanings. The first meaning is
yani that the meaning doesn't mean the actual beginning of the judgment, but it means nearness of the hour of judgment. They will be supported up until it's near to the hour of judgment. And the other meaning? Sa'atuhum, yani meaning their own death. Yani literally, yani they will be yani given victory until yani their death. But the Shaykh said their death might be long before. Yani, how many of the scholars of the yani Sunnah, the Ta'if al-Mansur and Firq al-Najiyah died a long time ago, our judgment didn't come yet? He said, so therefore the more correct one is that it means the nearness of the hour of judgment. And this is something that yani is acceptable, that something, an expression is used to refer to something that is near to it, if it is really very, very near. Discuss the name of Firq al-Najiyah, explaining what it is that they will be saved from. What it is that they will be saved from. Naam. What is this name in Firqa and Najiyah, and what it is that they will be saved from? Naam.
Firqa with
Kasra.
It means a
Ta'if, a group. As opposed to Al Furqa with Dhamma. Iftiraq. Yani separating into, splitting up. Naam. They will be saved in this dunya from bid'ah, innovations. And the second? They will be saved in the hereafter from the hellfire. How is this understood? From what is it understood? That they will be saved, yani, from bid'ah?
From the hadith?
When he said, all of them be in the fire except one? And they said, who is it? And he said, those who are upon the like of what I am upon and my companion. If they are upon that, then indeed they will be saved from innovation. And if a person tries to really follow the Sunnah as it is understood by the scholars of Sunnah, not by your own intellect, even if you're reading in Arabic, as the scholars explained it, then they will be saved from innovation. And the second, saved from the hellfire, is understood from what? That they will be divided into 73 sects? All of them will be in the fire. كُلَّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةً. Yani all of them will be in the fire except one, so there's one, yani who will be saved from the fire, and that is those who are upon, that was the Prophet ﷺ and his companions upon. With this, we have completed what we intended to complete tonight, and then, and it will close. Yani, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Let me just remind us though that next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala.